Carnation Evaporated Milk presents a star, Vincent Price, on Stars Over Hollywood.
But nobody'd believe a story like this. Here's a girl, her husband dead, supporting a young son crippled by polio, and she's absolutely beaming all through the book. It's impossible.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you transcribed Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name for motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as Jane Wyman, Lionel Barrymore, and Phyllis Baxter. Today's star, Vincent Price, may currently be seen in the RKO Technicolor production, Dangerous Mission. Today's story, The Incredible Truth, is brought to you from Hollywood by Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good, whole, country fresh cow's milk, concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water. Nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And for better baking, be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. Once you learn her 2-to-1 secret, you just can't help turning out better baked goods in your own kitchen. And now, Act One of The Incredible Truth, starring Vincent Price in the role of Dudley. Curtain going up. Born into a wealthy publishing family, Dudley Miller was determined to succeed on his own merits. That was why he felt so strongly when the decision to publish a book was left solely up to him. It all began one morning in his office.
And every indication is in favor of another bestseller for you. Paragraph. Please sign and return the enclosed copyright forms immediately so that we can meet our publication schedule. Best regards, Dudley. Publication schedule, copyright. How can there be so many headaches? Headaches. And say, our legal department has to approve these copyright forms before they go out.
I took care of that earlier this morning, Mr. Miller.
Oh, good. Norma, you are a gem.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
I don't see how you can remember everything. I certainly can't.
But you have all the responsibility.
I can take it. Well, what else do we have this morning?
Miss Carlisle called.
Liz, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That publisher's party Friday. It's still 3 days off. I'll call her later. Next?
Well, no other calls. Here's your appointment schedule. And you have these manuscripts to read.
Ooh, it seemed to have piled up about 8 feet high. What's this one on top?
Which one is that?
The Grace of God by Elsie Smith. Who's Elsie Smith?
I don't think she's published anything.
Nothing I've ever heard of. It's right here in town, East 20. Real name is probably something unpronounceable. It's not a very good neighborhood.
It's respectable, Mr. Miller.
Sorry. Well, I don't have time for this junk. How did this get here?
From Mr. Danborough's office downstairs.
I mean, what agency?
Oh, it seems to have been directly submitted.
Holy mackerel. Elsie Smith of a respectable but poverty-stricken neighborhood scribbled 60,000 words of grueling gibberish, and I'm supposed to read it. Send this thing back.
Very well, sir. But it's contrary to your father's policy.
Two editors okayed it, huh?
Both Mr. Danborough and Mr. Newman.
Well, I suppose I'll have to wade through it, then. After which I may be speaking to Dad about Danborough and Newman.
Maybe you'll like it.
How long have you been here, Norma? Longer than I have.
Nearly 8 years.
Have you ever known us to purchase an unsolicited manuscript?
Well, isn't there some slight chance we will someday?
I really don't see how it got this far against a whole stack like this, all professionally written. I'll just lose 5 hours of sleep on it.
Maybe I can do some of your lesser duties, Mr. Miller. You've been looking so tired lately.
Oh, you do too much as it is.
Well, I'd be happy to.
Well, thanks anyway, Norma. You're wonderful to offer. You know, I'm lucky to have you instead of Julie, Dad's girl.
Oh, she's good.
Maybe so, but she'd give me a hard time, I think. No, Norma, I'll stick with you.
Morning, Junior.
Good morning, Julie. Dad in?
Nat.
I'd like to see him. It's a new dress, isn't it?
You should be noticing Norma's. She's not married.
She never seems to wear new dresses.
I'll notice the old ones.
Oh. Morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dudley. How are you feeling?
Fine and dandy.
Your mother is worried about you. Thinks I'm driving you to an early grave. You do look a little tired.
Her mother always worries. I wanted to talk to you about this thing by Elsie Smith. Have you read it?
Yes, it's good, isn't it?
Question mark?
No, period. You read it?
Uh-huh.
Well?
I don't think we'd sell half the first printing.
Why not? Miss Smith has a beautiful mastery of English. Well told, nice thing.
And absolutely unbelievable.
What is?
The girl. People aren't that noble, Dad. Here she was, strapped for life with supporting a young son crippled by polio, her husband dead, and she was absolutely beaming through the book. Nobody believed that.
I believe it.
Look, people show how they feel.
Haven't you heard of people hiding their feelings?
For a day or a week, but not for 5 years like this.
Dudley, you don't know what it is to have big things in your life to hide. As I read it, the girl isn't being noble. She's just proud and confused. A lot of people live with secrets.
If somebody I came into contact with every day, well, like my secretary, for instance, had a secret like this, I'd certainly know something was wrong.
All right. Take your girl. What's her name?
Norma Smith.
Suppose she had a tragedy she was living with. How would she be different?
Well, she'd forget things. Not be such a willing worker. She's so anxious to please, it's almost too good to be true.
Okay, suppose we don't publish it.
Well, everybody likes the book but me.
It's time we relied on your judgment. We published the Thomas book last year over your protests, and it was a dud.
You mean, it's up to me alone?
You decide.
Let me think about it some more then, huh? Maybe I don't understand her.
Maybe not.
Matter of fact, I'm taking Liz Carlisle out tonight to the publisher's party. I'll get her woman's slant.
Now relax for a change. You take these things too seriously. Besides, she probably knows even less about tragic secrets than you do, if that's possible.
Thanks. That night, Liz kept yammering about the terrible opera season we were having. Not exactly Elsie Smith type of tragedy, so I didn't discuss the book. I took her home early, still yammering, and fell asleep in the third chapter of The Grace of God. The next morning at the office.
You rang for me, sir?
Yeah. Did you read The Grace of God, Norma?
Oh, yes. Yes, I read it.
Well? Well, would you mind giving me your opinion?
Well, I really don't know what I think.
Oh, come now. You've told me what you thought on every other book I've ever had under consideration.
I don't really know what I think.
Well, then tell me what you liked and what you didn't.
Well, Mr. Miller, after all, you are the editor. And under the circumstances, I don't think it's fair.
Under what circumstances?
Well, I don't know. I think I heard from someone, Julie, or... Yes, it was Julie that...
Oh, that the decision whether to publish The Grace of God has been left up to me.
Yes.
Well, what of it?
Well, then it's for you to decide, not for me.
Look, it's a woman's novel to start with, and I need to hear a woman's slant on it. What's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter.
Well, you've certainly been acting strangely. I can usually depend on you for...
It isn't fair. It isn't fair at all. It's left up to you, not me.
I'm only asking your opinion, Norma.
But it's up to you.
I'll still be the one to make the decision. Now, look, do you or do you not think Miller Publishing Company should publish this book?
Well, I... Perhaps The author needs the money. I don't know.
Needs the money? Since when have we ever bought a story on that basis? Since when? Oh, holy smoke. I simply want to know whether you understood the principal character in the story. The girl.
Well, stop asking me. I told you I can't answer.
Well, that leaves me but one alternative.
Where are you going?
To see another Miss Smith.
What? Oh, no, wait. You can't. Stop. Come back.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, The Incredible Truth, starring Vincent Price, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's talk about better baking with an expert on the subject, Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake. Mary, tell us about this 2-to-1 secret of yours that's so important in making good cakes.
It is important, all right, Art, but it's mighty simple, too. Here it is. With any cake mix that calls for milk, or in your own cake recipe, always do this. Instead of ordinary milk, use a mixture of 2 parts Carnation evaporated milk and 1 part water.
And that's the 2-to-1 that makes the big difference.
It certainly is. You see, since Carnation is good whole milk concentrated to more than double richness, this mixture of 2 parts Carnation and only 1 part water is naturally far richer. And that means cake that's lighter, higher, and just plain better.
Which is why we say no other form of milk will do.
Yes, Art. It takes Carnation for better cakes, all right. With any prepared cake mix or any cake recipe of your own, Carnation's extra richness gives you more tender, delicious cake with smoother, more evenly browned surfaces for icing.
No doubt about it, Mary. Carnation plays the starring role when it comes to better baking.
That's true. But there's even more that Carnation can do to make any cake a big hit with any family. Just use Carnation milk in place of cream in your favorite icing recipe. You'll find that Carnation will give it a remarkably smooth, rich texture. And believe me, you'll have a more delightful, thoroughly enjoyable cake from the icing on top to the last tasty crumb.
In all your baking and cooking, it's easy to get better results by using Carnation. So today, take home several cans of the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, Carnation, the milk that whips. We return now to the second act of The Incredible Truth, starring Vincent Price in the role of Dudley.
As an editor of a big publishing house, I was supposed to understand people. But the main character of the Elsie Smith novel, The Grace of God, rang completely false. Yet the decision to publish it had been left up to me. In desperation, I decided to pay the author a visit. She lived in a tenement building 6 flights up. The bell didn't work, but the card read, Elsie N. Smith.
It isn't locked.
Manners in line with the surroundings, I figured. She brings up her kids not to bother opening the door. So I did it myself. Then I saw the reason. From the bottom of the little boy's trousers protruded heavy leg braces. He lay on a moth-eaten couch.
Tom, I'm Bobby Smith.
Hello, Bobby. I'm Mr. Miller. Is Mrs. Elsie Smith your mother?
Uh-huh.
Is she here?
Uh-uh. But you can come in if you want. Oh. Gee, I'm sorry. Did you hurt yourself?
No, I'm all right.
The rug's been all worn out there for a long time. Mom keeps saying she's going to patch it.
Where is your mother?
Well, she works.
What about your dad?
Well, Mom says he was a good guy. He never saw me.
And you stay here all alone all day?
Well, sometimes Mrs. Redicek comes up from downstairs. She hears me fall or anything.
Fall?
Well, sure, I'm not too good at walking yet. But I can cross the room practically every time now and get to the icebox for my lunch. I don't want to bother Mrs. Redicek any more than I can help. She's real nice about it, though.
I think you're real nice, too. Is she the only one you see all day?
Oh, no. Once every 2 weeks, the 20th Street Sluggers hold their meeting here.
Hey, that sounds like a baseball team, I hope.
Yeah, we got a terrific team.
We? Are you on the team?
Sure, I'm records keeper. I've got a box score of every game we've ever played. We carry me down to the street and push me along on Maloney's skate mobile. Mom already got me this net so I can play second. See? Isn't she a beauty?
She sure is, Bobby. Your mom and the net both. Bobby, tell me about your legs. You've had polio, haven't you?
Uh-huh. Now I can't ever have it again.
Oh, that's a fine attitude to have. About the only bright spot there is to having polio.
It's like two pictures hanging on the wall. A pretty one and an ugly one. You can look at either one you want. Chucks, he wants to look at an ugly one.
But if they're both ugly pictures?
Oh, just turn one upside down. A frown's nothing but a smile upside down. That's what Mom says.
Mom must be a pretty wonderful person.
Yeah.
When did she find time to write her book?
At night. We sat here and talked, and she wrote down. We played it was more fun than having a TV set.
But it wasn't really.
All the sluggers watched TV at Stinky's.
But you should have been in bed early.
That was more important to help Mom.
Oh, no, that's not so, Bobby. Sleep is more important for boys.
But if it makes a lot of money, the book, I mean, then I can have the operation.
Operation? On your legs, you mean?
Oh, sure. What do you think? And you're in a hurry for the operation.
Of course you are. You've got to get out there on second base.
Besides that, Doc told Mom if we waited too long, the operation might not do any good.
I see. How long did you work on the book together?
Practically 2 years.
And you always worked with her?
They probably don't have much fun at Stinky's anyhow.
Well, Bobby, I've got a sneaking hunch that the grace of God is going to be sold right away. And for a lot of money, too.
Oh, gee, do you really think so?
I'm practically certain of it.
Oh, boy!
And one more thing. I'd like to shake your hand. I think you're a great guy.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Miller. It's funny. You've got the same name as Mom's boss.
I guess it's just a small world, Bobby.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I'll see you to the door.
Oh, no, don't get up.
I want to show you how easy I can freaking make it.
You sure this is okay now?
You think I'm a sissy or something? Watch.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Now, be careful. Better go around that spot in the rug.
I can make it okay.
Hey, look out. Your foot's caught. Oh, Bobby. Bobby, are you all right?
Oh, sure. I caught the doorknob.
Oh.
I'm okay, Mrs. Redicek. I wanted to show you I could make it. You'll have to help me straighten up.
There you are. Oh, if it hadn't been for that hole.
Oh, Mom's going to fix that sometime. Oh, here. She's going to fix the doorbell, too.
Oh, sure. Elsie N. Smith. By the way, what's the N for?
The N? Oh, that's for Norma.
By Elsie Smith.
It's respectable, Mr. Miller.
I don't have time for this junk.
Arthur needs the money.
I'm sorry.
Taxi! Hey, taxi! Uptown. Step on it.
Well, did you find the poverty-stricken department?
No, I got lost trying to find it, so I gave up. And... look, come into my office. I don't know what to say.
You can talk about those 60,000 words of drooling gibberish.
Norma, you don't know how sorry
I know. There's a company rule.
Oh, forget the rule. We're going to publish the book.
You're not going to publish it. I'm not selling it to you.
Norma, I've made a mistake, a bad mistake. Of course you're selling it. Why, we've already bought it.
No. You'd only be buying it out of sympathy.
Well, I'll be. All this time, I've been trying to understand your book. And you've been wanting me to, and now... ooh, isn't that just like a woman?
What do you know about a woman?
What is there to know? They're unfathomable. What are you going to do?
Submit it to another publisher.
And?
Well, maybe they'll buy it.
And if they did, would it be charity?
No, don't talk that way to me.
And how long would it take for all the Darnsboroughs and Newmans, yes, and the Millers, to read and pass on it? How long? And how much longer with this pride or whatever it is? Are you going to gamble Bobby's chances of a successful operation?
You despicable...
couldn't have my book if you were the last person on earth.
You want a poorer offer, is that it?
Yes. No. I don't know. Anyway, you've got your old rule about employees who write. All right, I've broken it. But you won't have to fire me because I'm quitting right now.
Third chapter has no... Oh, good morning, son.
Dad, it's important. We've got to buy the grace of God.
Fine, let's buy it.
That's just it. When I found out about it yesterday, it hit me so hard that I... Well, I completely lost my head, and I probably alienated the author permanently. I went over... Yours truly, the great genius, was the one who said it wasn't believable. It couldn't happen.
Wonder Boy wakes up.
Well, son, we do have the employee rule, you know.
How can you talk about rules?
From what you say, it appears we have no chance of concluding an arrangement with her under any circumstances.
I certainly botched it, all right.
Can a poor dumb female put in a word edgewise?
Well, it couldn't hurt. Go ahead.
You get a lot further with Norma by asking than by demanding.
You know, she's right.
I'm going over there right now.
One more thing, Junior.
What?
I'd like to know where you get off complaining about other people who hide their emotions.
Oh, blast it.
It isn't locked. Small world, isn't it?
Hello, Bobby. Is Norm... Is your mother here?
Well, she ought to be back soon. She says she's real mad at you, though.
She has every right to be, Bobby.
Did you come back to apologize?
Yes. Do you think she'll ever forgive me?
Well, she might. She cried awful hard last night.
I also want to ask her to reconsider about selling us the book.
She said there was a rule.
Well, that rule wouldn't apply if she changed her status in a certain way.
Change it? How?
Well, you see, I... Well, you probably wouldn't understand.
Might I understand?
Norma. Do you?
Yes, darling.
Ah, blowy.
Well, how's the patient, Mrs. Miller?
Wonderful, darling. You can go home tomorrow. And the Sluggers are going to let me play second base anyhow, even though we don't live on 20th Street anymore.
Watch out, Yankees. Hey, I've got something here I would like to get autographed just off the presses this morning.
Well, let's see it. Oh, I don't know whether I should autograph a copy for you or not.
Don't you get so snooty. You're not the only author in this room.
Huh? Let me see. The Grace of God by Elsie... And Robert Smith.
Who's that?
That's you, Bobby. Your name will be in the book section of every paper in town this Sunday.
Book section? Who reads that? I want to make the sports page.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of The Incredible Truth. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Vincent Price. Before we have news about next week's show, how about a curtain call for our star?
I'd like that very much.
Wonderful, Vincent, because we want you to know how very much we enjoyed your performance in today's story. And there's another reason, too. Now that the show's over, I'd like to introduce you to an old custom of ours here in Stars Over Hollywood. A cup of hot coffee, creamed to perfection with Carnation Evaporated Milk.
That's a wonderful idea, Art.
Here you are, Vincent. And when you taste it, I think you'll find a smoothness, a full richness of flavor that sets it apart as a very special cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. I should say so. It's really very good.
Isn't it, though? Well, let me tell you why. It's because Carnation is more than double rich, with a smooth consistency, just like the richest cream.
Well, then that's what it takes, because this is excellent.
And Carnation evaporated milk is exactly what good coffee needs. And that's why millions of coffee lovers prefer Carnation to cream.
Count me among those millions, Art.
You bet we will, Vincent. And now for your fine performance today, we'd like to give you something to remember us by. This bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Oh, they're beautiful, Art. Thanks so much. And goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Vincent Price. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Phyllis Thaxter in a dramatic play titled Jury of My Peers. And now here's Miss Thaxter.
All right. So I was tried for murder. A murder I didn't commit. And I was found innocent by a jury of my peers. But that isn't enough. Now I have to be tried all over again by the public.
Thank you, Phyllis Thaxter. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this moving play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Bill Dew. Supporting Mr. Price were Gene Bates, Herb Butterfield, Alice Reinhardt, and Richard Beals. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking too. It's Carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock, it's time for Carnation.
To get more milk into your children's diet, serve them Carnation malted milk. Homemade Carnation malteds are so delicious and hearty, they pep up the most listless children and give them a flying start to school. And Carnation malteds bring them home on the run for a real treat, too. Get either the chocolate or natural flavor Carnation malted milk at your favorite food store today. And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood. This is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Phyllis Thaxter in Jury of My Peers. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.